Welcome to the Solution Focused Schools Unlimited podcast series. My name is Dr. Linda Metcalf, and I'm the author of Counseling Toward Solutions, the first book published in 1995 that took the solution-focused approach into classrooms from kindergarten through 12th grade all around the world. Now, in its third printing, you can purchase it at Routledge.com or look in the episode description of this podcast for a link. So I've talked before about a time many years ago when I was a school counselor in a high school, and I ran across an ISS classroom once where students were just overflowing. If you don't know what ISS is in your district, it means in-school suspension. So if they acted up in class or did something they weren't supposed to do on campus, as long as it was not illegal, they would be sent to in-school suspension for one day or 5 days. The thing about in-school suspension that kids hated the most was, particularly in high school, was that they couldn't talk. So there they sat in the classroom, not able to talk with their friends. So one Friday, I happened to walk by the classroom and I could see around 50 very miserable faces trying to do work, not happy. And I saw the teacher walking around, making sure no one was talking, everyone was quiet, and she was doing a fine job. But I thought, I have a question for these kids, and I wonder if the teacher would let me ask that question. So I asked the teacher, and she said, sure, they'd probably be happy to be able to talk to somebody for a little while. They can't talk while they're in here all day long. So I walked in and said hello to them and introduced myself. I had seen many of them, but I traveled campus to campus, so I wasn't always there at that school. And I said to them, okay, suppose I come back to see you all, or maybe come back to this classroom, that is, next Friday. And most of you, if not all of you, are not here because you found a way to maneuver through your week and not get in trouble. What would I see you doing during that week so that you wouldn't get in trouble? Now, I thought that was a pretty good question. It's a very solution-focused question. But a couple of kids kind of looked at me and rolled their eyes, and one kid was bold enough to say, hey, miss, you know, it's not just us. It's the teachers, miss. They're the reason why we do what we do. I said, what are you talking about? And he said, trust me, miss, you wouldn't believe how bad it is in classes. They don't care about us. And I was stopped for a minute. I thought, wow, they really believe this. This is terrible. No wonder things are not going well. And so I asked them, I said, okay, so let me ask you this question instead. Tell me, describe to me the perfect teacher. You know, the one that you would go into class, get busy, not talk back to, be perfect. Just show your true wonderful selves with. Describe that teacher. Now, this was still in the day when we had blackboards. So I got some chalk and found a really large blackboard in the room. And I said, tell me, I'm going to write down every single thing you tell me. And so they started telling me things like, well, they'd be interesting. Okay, what else? They would like us. And I say, okay, what else? They would help us when we ask for help. Sometimes they just ignore us. Okay, what else? They'd act like they liked it. They'd like teaching. Okay, and what difference would that make for you if they acted like they liked teaching? They said they might be respectful of us. And again, talk about it in a way that would make us want to listen to them. You know, like activities and exercises, and so we don't just have to sit there. Okay, what else? And I kept on saying what else for about 25 times, and they kept giving me answers. And I have to admit, some of those answers were outstanding and right exactly what I too wished that teachers did. So I read them back to them and I said, I want to congratulate you guys. Do you know this is what every teacher is taught to do in schools? When they go to school to learn to be a teacher, they're taught all these things. You guys are brilliant. And they started smiling. I said, but here's another question I have for you. Let's imagine this perfect teacher. What kind of students does she need to have to be and stay this perfect teacher? Well, okay, now things got a little bit different in the classroom. So they kind of squirmed around a little bit and started talking about things like maybe a student that raises their hand instead of yells something. Okay, what else? Maybe a student who's on time. Okay, what else? Student who does her homework. Okay, what else? Student who gets at the computer and puts things away and doesn't leave it all over the place. Okay, what else? So they gave me tons of things to where I ended up having, again, around 25, 30 things that a student could do so that perfect teacher could be perfect. And at the end, I said, you guys are amazing. I am so, so pleased that I stopped by here today because you have really increased my knowledge of what kids want. And you know what I'm going to do as a result? I'm going to take a picture of what you told me with my phone. That I'm going to take a picture of the perfect teacher and what he or she would do. And I'm going to take another picture of what you think you should do. And I'm going to send particularly the picture of what the perfect teacher would look like to all of your teachers in this school. Because you deserve that. You deserve to have the teacher of your dreams. You do. And they said, oh, miss, you're not going to do that. Really, are you really? I said, absolutely, I will. Because they need to know this. But in the same way, you've also told me what might help those perfect teachers to stay perfect teachers. And I wonder, would you guys be okay if I do that? If I send them that picture of what you need from them, would you be okay in going back to class on Monday and being the students that you've just told me need to be in those classes? And they got kind of quiet. The following week when I went back, I didn't see the same faces, or at least most of the same faces. And I started thinking, what happened in that classroom guidance lesson? That I didn't intend for it to be a guidance lesson, but it turned out to be one. What happened in there? We'll talk more about this in just a second. How many times have you been approached by a teacher or even an administrator who says, can you help me with a teacher who is not doing well with her classroom management? You might get a complaint by even a teacher saying, my students are just impossible. I cannot teach them. I can't get them quiet enough to teach them. And you can tell that the teacher is truly passionate about being a teacher just by the way she talks to you. And you wonder, what can I say? What can I do to help her have the classroom that she deserves? Or maybe it's an administrator who comes by and says, you've got to help me with Mr. Johnson. I walked by his classroom today and the kids were just terrible. They were yelling and Mr. Johnson was not able to seem to get their attention. And I worry about that class. He's a new teacher, you know, brand new, and I don't want him to burn out, but I also need him to get control of things. Can you help? These kinds of situations happen often these days. And what's a school counselor to do? Well, there are many classroom management books, but I'm not so sure you'd find answers in those books for some of the classrooms today. Ever since COVID, things have been tough for teachers. Hard to get students back on track. They were used to being virtual. and getting them back into the way it used to be, not going to happen. Things will never be the same before COVID. The system has been altered. But what do you do? So this podcast today is going to take you into a step-by-step example that I came up with and shared with a school counselor I'm going to reference in this podcast, who took the ideas and did something outstanding with it. That's going to come up very soon. I'm going to share with you now how I use that scenario to help one of my school counseling interns recently, who was sharing with me that her principal had been asking her to help some teachers in her school have better classroom management. And to do that, I told her the story of the ISS classroom, like I just told you in this podcast, and she did something remarkable from there. She had a teacher in particular who was teaching a foreign language, and the teacher was actually from the country of the language where she was teaching. And the poor teacher was really struggling because in this middle school where my school counseling intern worked, the students were so loud and there were so many of them in the classroom that the teacher spent most of her time raising her voice at them to get them to listen to what she was teaching them. And as a result, at the end of the day, most days, the teacher would leave school hoarse, unable to talk to her kids or her husband at home that night. Eventually, the teacher asked the school counselor for help, and the school counselor said, "You know, how about I come to your class and talk with the students and with you?" And the teacher said, "Sure, but what are you going to be talking to them about?" And my school counseling intern said, "You'll see, but one thing I will ask you to do too while I'm in there is to be willing to tell them exactly what it's been like for you going home hoarse every day because you have to yell so much. Would you be willing to do that?" The teacher at first was surprised that she would be vulnerable like that with her class, but she eventually agreed. So the school counselor intern went back to the class the following day and walked into the classroom, and the students knew her because she was often coming in and doing guidance lessons. She started off by saying, "I'm here because I've been talking to your teacher, and your teacher is very concerned about something. And I'm going to ask that as I talk to you today, you listen very carefully to me. That means we're going to be looking at me when I talk to you and looking at her when she talks to you. And I want you to show us that you have the ability to listen well, because I believe you do." And they got very quiet. And she turned to the teacher and she said, "Miss Rodriguez, why don't you tell them some things that have been bothering you?" The teacher began to talk about how tough it was that she was not able to teach them a lesson in a language that she loved and teach them about the culture of Mexico, which she loved. She couldn't do it because they talked so much. She yelled so much at them. She got off track with her lesson plan, and she often was hoarse at the end of the day. My school counseling intern said the students were silent. They'd apparently had never heard a teacher talk to them like that. The teacher went on to say all she really wanted was to have students to listen to her so she could do all kinds of great activities with them, but she couldn't do it because they were so loud. She wasn't blaming them. She was just saying how tough it was, given the way things were going currently in the classroom. The school counselor supported her, and at the end of that conversation with her students, the school counselor came in and walked up to the board again, the whiteboard, and said to the students, "Scale of 1 to 10. 10, you are doing the very best you can to be a student in a class where the teacher can teach U, something that she really is passionate about, that's a 10, and 1, not at all. Where are you currently? A little bit of mumbling happened, and then the school counseling intern said, just hold up fingers. Where are you on this scale? Most of them agreed they were about a 3. Then she said, what would it take to move up that scale a little bit? Just for the next week or so. What might you begin to do so that your teacher can teach you in a way that she doesn't go home hoarse at night, and instead she goes home happy at night that she got to teach you what she loves? And the students just started coming up with amazing things. Things like, be on time to class. Okay, what else, she said. The school counselor said, what else? And they kept giving her all kinds of things. Things like, get busy on our work, or get our homework done, or when somebody starts talking, let them know they shouldn't be talking. And they were amazing in the things they came up with. And I think everyone, even the teacher and the school counselor, were amazed at the various ideas that came flowing from these kids. And at the end, the school counselor said she'd leave those things on the board so they could see them. And she looked over at the teacher and said, would you mind watching for these things that your students have told us today might be helpful for you? And then the school counselor left. Over the next 2 days, this teacher came to the school counselor's office and said that things had vastly improved. And as the weeks went by, occasionally she might come by to the school counselor and say, I think I might need a little bit of an adjustment in class. Would you mind talk to them a little bit? And she would go and talk just very briefly, and things would get back on track. But just think of the vulnerability that the teacher took and had to do and engage in, to where the kids would begin to see her as a human who was really struggling. You know, we teach social emotional learning in many schools across our country. To me, this is social emotional learning at its very best, seeing an adult struggle and then ask for help. Seeing a person who wants things better and ask for cooperation. And hearing students come up with responsible ways to help their teacher out. It was amazing to watch. You could do this too. Thank you for listening to this podcast today. It is always my hope that I bring you information and steps that are easy to follow and take into action whenever you're approached by a teacher or a parent or a student who needs you. To find more information on other free resources, please go to the link in the episode description to my website, Solution Focused Schools Unlimited, where you will find a resource of free ideas and free videos to download and listen to, and also upcoming events that will take you again into solution focused land, where you begin to see only experts instead of problems. Thank you for listening. May the solution force always be with you.